Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Early voting begins this Saturday, and teams of volunteers will be fanning out at polling places in New York to assist and protect those casting ballots. WCBS reporter Marla Diamond joins us now. She has the story from Brooklyn. Marla, what will the volunteers be doing?
Well, Linda, they'll be helping answer common questions like, am I at the right polling place? What do I do if my name is not on the roll? How do I get an affidavit ballot? That sort of thing. But they are also going to be online looking for misinformation and disinformation, according to Susan Lerner of Common Cause New York. If they see something on social media that just isn't true, they will try to correct it themselves by putting out this information. And if it's nefarious in any way, they will contact authorities. This is called the Election Protection Program, and it began in the state right after Hurricane Sandy with all the trouble that they had during the presidential election that year. It continued in 2016, and now they're bringing it back this year, and they are really reinforcing it because so many people will be coming to the polls beginning on Saturday, when registered voters can go to the polls for early voting.
And Marla, we've now been hearing that foreign actors or outside interests are trying to intimidate voters in this election. Is there any evidence that's happening in New York?
So we heard about this yesterday, announcement from the FBI that Iran and Russia were engaging in meddling by putting out these phishing emails intimidating voters. We spoke to the Attorney General, Letitia James, who was at the news conference announcing the Election Protection Program. She said there have been no reports in New York about emails meant to intimidate voters, but she says there have been complaints about threatening robocalls, and she elaborated on what some of these robocalls said. They basically threatened immigrants, people who have liens against them, or those who have not paid outstanding loans, that if they go to vote early, the government will come after them. She says that that is false. These calls are illegal, and her office is investigating.
So what can we expect when early voting begins on Saturday?
Big lines, large crowds. That is what Susan Lerner of Common Cause is saying. And also Letitia James, who says, you know, bring a book, bring your friend, bring something to sit on, bring some food, because there will be long lines. Now, the object of having early voting is that people, you know, they can space out people so they don't all show up on election day. But there are only, I believe they said, about 80 or 90 early voting sites in the city. So a lot of people are going to be going to those sites, including the Barclays Center where we were today, and they are expecting long lines.
That's WCBS reporter Marla Diamond with the latest from Brooklyn.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
It's Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.